from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hello and welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. First, the headlines. President Prabowo evaluates priority programs. Economy grows 5.61% in the first quarter of 2026. Rupiah weakens. Indonesia shifts transactions to alternative currencies. I'm Dika and this is the news in details. Presiden Prabowo Subianto held a limited meeting with several ministers of the Red and White Cabinet at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta Tuesday, May 5, 2026. The meeting discussed the evaluation of a number of government priority programs that had been implemented throughout the first quarter of this year. Head of the Development Control and Special Investigation Agency, Aris Marsudianto, said the evaluation showed positive achievements. One of them was reflected in Indonesia's economic growth, which reached 5.61% year-on-year.
Dan alhamdulillah, ya, sampai dengan saat ini.
Thank God, up to this point, as has also been announced by the Central Statistics Agency, our economic growth year-on-year reached 5.61%. This means that all of the president's programs so far have been running well and smoothly.
Aris added that, aside from discussing economic developments, President Prabowo also emphasized the importance of strengthening coordination across all levels of government. The President also called for a continued constructive dialogue with various parties. This is considered important to ensure that every program runs effectively, remains well-targeted, and is able to respond to challenges amid global dynamics. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto said the weakening of currency exchange rates is not only happening in Indonesia, but also being experienced by a number of other countries. The condition is influenced by global pressures, rising demand for the United States dollars, as well as seasonal factors such as the Hajj season and dividend payments in the second quarter. To mitigate the impact, the government together with Bank Indonesia has prepared a number of measures, including encouraging the use of alternative currencies in international transactions. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the details.
The rupiah continues to weaken. As of Tuesday, May 5th, 2026, the rupiah exchange rate weakened to 17,400 against the United States dollar. In an official statement in Jakarta, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto explained that pressure on the rupiah is part of global dynamics, saying that a number of countries are also experiencing currency depreciation against the United States dollar. He added that demand for the dollar usually increases during certain periods. One of them is during the Hajj season, when demand for the dollar tends to rise. In addition, the second quarter also sees the need for dividend payments, which further adds pressure on the exchange rate.
Terkait dengan rupiah, itu berbagai negara memang mengalami pelemahan terhadap.
Regarding the rupiah, various countries are indeed experiencing weakening against the US dollar, and usually during the Hajj season demand for the dollar increases. So, we will continue to monitor that need, and usually in the second quarter there are also dividend payments.
To ease the pressure, the government has prepared mitigation measures together with Bank Indonesia. One of the efforts being made is to strengthen currency swap cooperation with a number of partner countries. Airlangga said the cooperation is aimed at reducing dependence on the United States dollar, especially in international trade and financing transactions. Several countries involved as partners in this cooperation include China, Japan, and South Korea.
kita sudah mempersiapkan dengan Bank Indonesia.
We have prepared this with Bank Indonesia related to currency swaps with China and also with various other countries including Japan, Korea, and others.
In addition to the currency swap scheme, the government is also opening up the possibility of using alternative currencies in foreign financing. Going forward, foreign loans may be directed toward the use of currencies other than the United States dollar, such as the Chinese yuan or the Japanese yen. This step is expected to help maintain the stability of the rupiah exchange rate, while also reducing pressure on domestic demand for the United States dollar. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
The government says Indonesia's economy continues to grow strongly in the first quarter of 2026. The achievement was even described as one of the highest among G20 countries. This was conveyed by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto after attending a meeting with President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta on Tuesday. Erlangga explained that data from Statistics Indonesia showed Indonesia's economy recorded positive growth in the first quarter. According to him, the achievement reflects the resilience of the national economy amid a global situation that remains full of challenges.
Based on the announcement earlier, the first quarter result was good. Our growth stood at 5.61%, and this growth is among the highest in the G20. So we are above China, above Singapore, South Korea, Saudi Arabia, and even the United States.
Meanwhile, Governor of Bank Indonesia, Peri Warjio, said Indonesia's economic fundamentals remain strong. This is supported by relatively high economic growth, low inflation, solid credit growth, and foreign exchange reserves that remain at a safe level. With these conditions, Peri is optimistic that the rupiah exchange rate will remain stable. He also expects the rupiah to have room to strengthen as confidence in Indonesia's economy remains well maintained. The Indonesian government is currently studying the use of compressed natural gas, or CNG, as an alternative to liquefied petroleum gas, or LPG. The move is being prepared to reduce dependence on energy imports while also saving the country's foreign exchange reserves by up to $7.47 billion. Rizka Fadila reports.
The Indonesian government has begun preparing alternative energy sources to reduce dependence on LPG import. One option currently being studied is the use of CNG as a replacement for LPG, which is widely used by the public. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia on Thursday, May 5th, stated that CNG prices are estimated to be around 30% cheaper than LPG. After attending a limited meeting with the president at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta, Bahlil stated that CNG has an advantage because its raw materials are available domestically. As a result, distribution and transportation costs can also be reduced. This is different from LPG, most of which still has to be imported.
LPG kita ini kan 75%.
We still import 75-80% of our LPG. To ensure certainty, LPG imports do exist, but they depend on global demand. Therefore, we are formulating alternatives. CNG is one of them. Why? We have all the raw materials for CNG.
Sebab apa? CNG ini bahan bakunya ada semua di kita.
Bahlil explained that CNG is actually not a new technology in Indonesia. The energy source has already been used in several sectors, including hotels, restaurants, and the free nutritious meals program. However, the use of CNG has so far been limited to large capacity cylinders, while for household needs, the government is still testing the use of smaller cylinders.
CNG is already used by hotels and restaurants, and even MBGs are available. But for the 20 kilos and above categories, there are also those weighing 10 kilos and above. For the 3 kilo cylinders, the cylinders are still being tested because the pressure is very high, around 200-250 bar. We will try to modify this. God willing, in 2 to 3 months, we will see the results.
The government estimates that the use of CNG for the public could save the country foreign exchange reserves by up to 130 trillion rupiah or equivalent to $7.47 billion. In addition, The use of CNG is also expected to reduce the burden of energy subsidies. At present, the government is still conducting trials on the use of CNG cylinders for the public. The trials are necessary because CNG has relatively high pressure, reaching around 200 to 250 bar. Therefore, the 3-kilogram cylinder needs to be modified to ensure it's safe and suitable for household use. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian National Policy Reform Acceleration Commission has submitted 10 books of policy recommendations to President Prabowo Subianto. The recommendations are part of efforts to accelerate police reform, including governance improvements, revisions to the police law, and strengthening the role of police oversight institutions. Rama Shidki Pratama has the details.
The Indonesian National Police Reform Acceleration Commission submitted 10 books of policy recommendations to President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta on Tuesday. The recommendations are part of efforts to accelerate reform within the Indonesian National Police. The commission, established by the government in November 2025, worked for 3 months. In preparing the recommendations, the commission gathered input from various stakeholders, including state institutions, civil society organizations, internal police elements, and the public in several regions. Head of the Indonesian National Police Reform Acceleration Commission, Jimli Asidiki, said all the input had been formulated into policy recommendations. The recommendations cover various reform agendas, ranging from policy reform and governance strengthening to proposed revisions to the police law and its derivative regulations.
What we reported earlier consists of 10 books. They cover the entire policy reform agenda and policy alternatives to be carried out by the government, as well as internally by the National Police.
Meanwhile, Indonesia's Coordinating Minister for Law, Human Rights, Immigration and Corrections, Yusril Iza Mahendra, said President Prabowo had received all the recommendations. The president also listened to an explanation of discussions between the government and the commission regarding the future direction of police reform. Yusril explained that one follow-up to the recommendations is the drafting of a revision to the police law. The draft will later be submitted to the House of Representatives for deliberation as an amendment to the current law.
It's the task of the Minister of Law, Mr. Supertman, and all of us to draft it. It will later be submitted to the House of Representatives as an amendment to the existing police law. Several articles, particularly those related to the National Police Commission, as well as the placement of police officers outside policing duties, will later be clarified in the law.
On the other hand, Indonesian National Police Chief Listio Sigit Prabowo welcomed the recommendations submitted by the Police Reform Commission. He said the National Police had prepared a gradual governance improvement strategy for the short, medium, and long term. Rama Shidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is sending 14 visual artists to take part in the Venice Biennale 2026 art exhibition in Venice, Italy. The International Visual Arts event is scheduled to take place from May 9 to November 2022, 2026. Speaking at the opening of Art Jakarta Gardens 2026 in Jakarta on Tuesday, May 6, 2026, Minister of Culture Fadli Zon said Indonesia's participation in the Venice Biennale is an important momentum to strengthen the position of national artists on the global stage. He said the event is not only a space to showcase artworks, but also an opportunity to expand international networks and increase appreciation for Indonesia's visual arts.
Targetnya pertama supaya kita semakin visible. Semakin terlihat di terutama di Eropa karena Venice.
The first target is for us to become more visible, to be seen more, especially in Europe, because the Venice Biennale is the number one visual arts event in the world. In film, it is like the Academy Awards, that is the Venice Biennale. We hope appreciation will continue to grow for visual artworks from Indonesia. So, it is about being seen and appreciated, building networks so that later we can also hold a Biennale in Indonesia.
Diapresiasi untuk membangun network jaringan supaya nanti kita juga akan menyelenggarakan nanti Biennale juga di Indonesia.
Fadlizon expressed hope that the presence of Indonesian visual artists at the Venice Biennale 2026 will further showcase the diversity, strength, and potential of Indonesian visual arts to the international public. In addition, this participation is also expected to pave the way for Indonesia to build a stronger art ecosystem, including the opportunity to hold an international standard Biennale in the country. Listeners, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
space. Don't need to hide it. Can't find any other way. We're out in the storm. Let's keep it low. You know we gotta keep it. 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 Hush, hush.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman, bermain ular tangga, menari-nari bebas. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasaku lihat awan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap. Rasanya masih baru kemarin. Na 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 la 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 na 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 na. Rasanya sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. La 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 la. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman buih ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
Voice of Indonesia.
Besides being famous for the city of Srim, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. The coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bundar Village, Gempol District, around 10 kilometers away from Cirebon City, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topeng, or known as Topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 30
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya hajatan.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen Tari Topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we sold beds. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Tari Topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Topeng Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu, topeng
at that time, Tari Topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit community. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn Tari Topeng in depth. She has thought far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
Alhamdulillah, nggak sampai selesai, cuma
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari Topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Tari Topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari Topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo Neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught Tari Topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
when we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariff.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng until growing old express her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai punah.
I hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java Provincial Government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level governments, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java, and events like the Jakarta Fair, and events like the Jakarta Fair or PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of tari topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan.
Tari topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Saat ku berjalan tanpa ragu, tanpa bimbang, takkan ku lepaskan engkau dari genggaman tanganku. Pergi jauh, kembali lagi. Bersamamu selalu, tak ingin berakhir waktuku. Menikmati pagi, sore dan malam, secangkir kopi panas, santai tanpa batas. Lalu ada harus lakukan kembali.
VOI listener, Yogyakarta holds many stories about tourism destination.
One tourism destination that is worth visiting if you travel to Yogyakarta is Tembi Tourism Village. Today's Indonesian Wonder presents this village that has natural conditions which are still beautiful and green. After passing two entrances, you can feel the village nuances. The large rice field area looks green, and the trees between the residence houses feel shady, cool, and serene. In the tourism village of Tembi, you will find rows of joglo or limasan houses with large yards that are still preserved until today. Some of these houses are provided for homestays. Rice fields and rivers surround Tembi hamlet, giving you an even more rural sensation. Natural conditions like this are now rarely found in other places, so this is an added value for Tembi Tourism Village. Listener, people believe that in the past, Tembi Village was a place where the king's children were cared for. So there was a belief among local residents that people who come to Tembi and stay overnight in Tembi would become successful like kings. There are lots of activities that could be done there, such as learning to plant rice with farmers and mingling with daily activities along with village residents. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, Balitra. Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Karimun Jawa. Di Karimun Jawa, which means in Karimun Jawa. Stay tuned. Telinga saya berdengung. Telinga saya berdengung, which means my ears are ringing. I will pronounce it slowly and you can repeat after me. Telinga saya. Telinga saya, which means my ears. Berdengung. Berdengung, which means to ring. Sejak. Sejak, which means since. Di dalam. Di dalam, which means inside. Pesawat, pesawat, which means airplane. Telinga saya berdengung sejak dalam pesawat. Telinga saya berdengung sejak dalam pesawat, which means my ears have been ringing since I was on the plane. Akhirnya, akhirnya, which means finally. Sampai juga, which means finally arrived. Di Karimun Jawa. Di Karimun Jawa, which means in Karimun Jawa. Maaf, maaf, which means sorry. Tidak bisa, tidak bisa, which means cannot. Mendengar, mendengar, which means to hear. Dengan baik, which means well. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Telinga saya berdengung sejak di dalam pesawat. Telinga saya berdengung sejak di dalam pesawat. Which means, my ears have been ringing since I was on the plane. In the sentence, there is an expression, Telinga saya berdengung. Telinga saya berdengung. Which means, my ears are ringing. The word berdengung, berdengung, which means ringing, explains the condition of the ear which feels like hearing a buzzing sound. In the context of the conversation, Chris informed Ayu about the condition of his ears, which could not hear well because they were ringing. Central Java Province is home to the Karimun Jawa National Park, which is a nature reserve area consisting of island and waters. In 2020, UNESCO designated Karimun Jawa as a World Biosphere Reserve. Karimun Jawa has a unique ecosystem in the form of a combination of island, lowlands, mountains, and waters.
There are mangrove forests, white sandy beaches, and underwater habitats that are worth visiting. Listener, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Telinga Saya Berdengung. Telinga Saya Berdengung, which means my ears are ringing. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who wants to know more about Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, which is a traditional song, we have Sio Mama that was created and popularized by the late Melky Guslow. He is an Indonesian musician who was popular in the 1970s. Sio Mama tells the story of a migrant who misses his mother. He recalled that when he was little, his mother often carried him while burning sago. He also prayed that God would always protect his mother. Well, listener, here's the song Sio Mama by Melky Guslow. Enjoy!
Lawan
Voice of Indonesia.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Kesejukan yang kau rasa, coba keluar di terik siang. Ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa, maka kehangatan yang kau rasa.
Voice of Indonesia.